Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
Angie Burgess.
Mark Hamilton.
And this is Creativity Wasted. And Tommy, your mic did not work.
I love singing. And I would love a karaoke app that you could request your friends to sing a song, or they could send you like a karaoke song they're doing. And I don't really know the money-wise or financial end of it, but like maybe you can even request like a karaoke song from a famous artist or request it to someone else. And it's just like a karaoke social media app. And I'm thinking like people could hear the music in their ears and just sing into their phone, and there'd be like a video of them doing it. And
you're sending that to your friends.
Yeah, you send it to your friends or your family. You could do it with a group setting or something.
Yeah.
So it'd be like a green screen type thing with like a fake band behind you in the video and everything.
Sure. Yeah.
I'd like to, to request from celebrities or other people. That'd be fun. Yeah, you can have some fun with. You know,
I wouldn't respond.
I don't do karaoke. I don't either. I'm just.
You'd have to really, really shame me into it.
So, Tom, if I wanted to pay you $20 to sing Bohemian Rhapsody and I don't get to replay it, I'm only seeing it once. Would you take the $20 for me to do that?
Oh. You can't replay it. That's interesting.
Right. Yeah, like there can be different, like, oh, I want to save this video or something.
Oh, so it can't be used against you in the future.
Sure. Yeah. Does it have copyright to be, or anything.
Yeah.
Does it have to be all of Bohemian Rhapsody? That's a long song.
Just the words. Galileo.
Yeah. What if I made it two-thirds of the way through without humiliating myself? And it's like, I just tweaked my voice. It's like, oh, shit. Do you get to retry?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, or is it like one of those things where you've got to respond like right away and there's no option to like retry?
Yeah.
I just remember lip singing often. Like it could even be like a combination of both where the songs are playing. But don't you guys want a video of Tommy Cook singing Led Zeppelin? Like, don't you want to just hear rock and roll?
No.
With Tom at the mic?
You can take it or leave it, to be honest.
Absolutely.
I would play it in a car at a red light. That's a good time for a red light to do a car concert.
I don't know. I like funny karaoke. Like, I want to see a fat biker guy sing, like, Molly Cyrus, or like completely out of character, or like a grandma sing like Wet Ass Pussy or whatever. Like, I don't want to see somebody trying to sound good, realistic. Like, I want to see the off takes, the blooper reels, but I don't want to be in the blooper reel. I just want to see other people do it.
You want to see other people embarrassed.
Yeah. Maybe it's like American Idol. I want to see people humiliate themselves obliviously.
What would we call that app? You know, like the karaoke app. I don't know. Like
Carrie Jokey, but that's been demand. Done before. Isn't there a Carrie Jokey thing?
Is there?
I've
heard that phrase before, but
if not, I just
I've heard Yoki before and I thought that was like okay, but I like the ideas of apps just like infiltrating our lives, and it's just the new type thing. Like I don't know, it's probably aggravating to some, but it's like all of a sudden like Zoom. You know, it feels like this is like technically a Zoom call to me, but it ain't.
Yeah.
But next time we're singing. We're singing on Yoki.
Karyogram.
I'll see. Yeah.
Karyogram. I'm in that.
Karyojam.
Karyojam, yeah.
Gram jam.
Mm-hmm.
Jam gram.
So I've never been to a karaoke contest or competition or evening, do they have rap music? Do people go up and rap?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. Especially here in Ipsy.
Yeah.
Very
often people are loving that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, interesting.
There's some
that's the old guy talking, ones. By the way.
No, you're good. You're good.
What's your go-to song, Tommy?
When I'm karaokeing, I like singing Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have that like voice?
Yeah, but it's mostly guitar solo, too. Yeah. So, they're shredded, but I'm not going to let me catch you, no. Not going to let them catch a Midnight Rider. Yeah.
Wow. Excellent.
Angie, do you do karaoke?
No. I would be the one that you would laugh at because I can't sing, but I will get up there and try. I've done it a couple times, actually. Just a few times. If somebody has it and I'm at a party, I'll get up there and be goofy with it. But I don't do it too often.
Yeah, I've never, ever, or even entertained the idea. You know what I mean?
Really?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's, I love music. I love music too, but
we'll get on stage and talk, but we don't want to get on stage and sing.
Yeah,
it's fun.
And karaoke to an instrumental, I could do that. Is the best I could do, I think.
I went to a mic, and there was karaoke in the other room.
So really?
I was told by other comedians. They're like, "Hey, man, stage time's a stage time." I'm like, "Heard that." Like, yeah.
So which I'm not room are you?
At this one.
If it's like a show up, go up, and you just show up, it's stage left karaoke or
you make turn left
karaoke, turn right comedy. Which way do you turn if you have to pick one?
That's a great question, Tom.
Or yeah, because you like to sing, Tommy.
I love singing.
Oh, no.
Maybe see which audience is better.
Yeah. Why can't we do both?
You gotta choose.
I know. The red pill or the blue pill.
If you say karaoke, then as comedians, you're banished and off the podcast you go. I'm kidding.
Well, hey, what about like an open mic app? Like you go and other people are listening. You log in, you do your 2 or 3 minute set, and you can log out. But like other people also can like request topics for you to tell jokes about or something.
Are they listening live? Like in this app and your karaoke? I thought it was like they request it and then within like a few days.
Oh, that's a good thought. I didn't think if it was real time or not.
You know, Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase has some, I think it's an app where you could do open mic or you can log on when they're doing the open mic and see it live. Or you can just jump on and start telling jokes.
Really?
Something like that. Yeah, I think I still have it on my phone. When I was there, 4 months ago or something, the guy that was doing the filming told me about it. I forgot what it's called. If I think of it, I'll tell you.
It's a live show.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I have it on my phone too.
Well, that's kind of like Kill Tony. It makes me think of. People keep talking about Kill Tony. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
Yeah, it's a weekly live recorded comedy show from Austin, Texas.
But they do it on stage, right?
I believe so,
There's no app for it, right?
It says a live podcast.
Oh, it's a
live podcast. I've never watched it. It's been mentioned to me many times.
Yeah, I've heard of Kill Tony for sure. But yeah, I know that Brett Hayden was on it. Some of the local comics have done it.
Cool.
Kill Tony. But we were talking about the karaoke one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, like, if you would incorporate that in dating apps. Like, do you want to see, would people want to know if a potential partner could sing or not? Like, would people want to use that, like, as a decision-making criteria?
Mm-hmm.
You better sing to me, Tom, or I'm not paying for your coffee.
Yeah.
Sing for your dinner. I was just thinking you got make your date sing their order at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have the roast beef.
Oh, man. Yeah. I think they do have some of those props where you can do like a voice recording, but I have never heard someone do like a karaoke track on their dating profile. That's breaking the system. It's I want to throw man. Midnight Rider on there. Yeah.
That's ballsy right there. Pull that one off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess you'd have to be good.
I think I'd do Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers. Is what I would, no, never mind. Was it Midnight Rider?
Yeah.
I wonder if you could fake it with AI though. If it's an app, you could like lip sync and like fake sing, and the person maybe couldn't know that it wasn't you through the app.
Seems like a lot of work.
There's plenty of musicians and artists that I don't like. So if someone paid me $10 to do it, it would be a struggle.
Yeah.
Some of them would be tough. And I feel tough saying Taylor Swift right now. But
so you think there would be a lot of paying and bribing in your app to get people to actually do it?
Right. Yeah, I think they'd be like, oh, I'll sing Blank Space if you sing that one other Taylor Swift song.
Would you take a cut of all of the money going back and forth?
Taylor would donate it to charity. Come on. Right. Let's be fair.
Well, I guess we can wrap it up. You guys have any comedy shows or podcasts or social media things you want to plug?
I actually just signed up for another Zoom workshop. Every now and then I do Zoom comedy classes with Dave Schwinson.
He's in Cleveland.
He used to be a booker for Evening at the Improv years ago. And then when the pandemic hit, he started doing online comedy workshops.
Oh, cool.
Like $75 for 4 weeks. And we just get together and write. And then the fourth week is kind of like a showcase where we invite friends or whoever, family, just to kind of test your material out and see where you get the laughs.
And that's all done online?
All online.
Oh, cool.
I'm doing Bricky's World Record Comedy Festival in 2024.
Oh, wow.
There's a place out in Miamisburg, Ohio. It's out in the Dayton, Ohio area.
Yeah.
And they're doing 80 continuous hours of stand-up comedy.
Holy shit.
I signed up to be in it. I had to do 15 minutes, and with the rules to keep it going, there has to be at least, I guess, 10 people in the audience at all times, and people have to perform at least a 15-minute set, each comedian.
Oh, wow.
Are they going for a world record or something?
Yeah. Yep, world record.
Oh, that's cool. That'd be fun. Yeah.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.